Or if we ever need the Spirit of God breathe on us, it's now, isn't it? It is now. Hallelujah. If I could sing as good as I left to sing, praise God, I'd be all right. I didn't mess them up too much, maybe. But I love to give God the glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad he didn't leave us comfortless, aren't you? He said, I go away, I'm going to send you another comforter. He did that. He told him to go in Jerusalem and tarry that he'd be endued with power from on high. He didn't want to leave him alone. So he said, I'm going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send him. Thank God he did. And you know he's still here? He is still here. Got your Bibles? Turn with the 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. You know, biggest time I hear this or use it is this chapter or these verses is at funerals, graveyards in particular. But the Lord got a deal in my heart and he said, well, you know, we don't have to wait till we have a funeral. We can rejoice in it now. We can rejoice in it now. But God don't want us to be ignorant. Jesus told him one day, he said, you do err. Because he said, you err because you don't know the scriptures. You're ignorant of the scriptures and also the power of God. Folks, I don't know anything we ought to try to have more knowledge of. A lot of things in this world that a lot of people want to learn more about. But if there's any one thing we ought to learn more about as a Christian, we ought to know about more about the Word of God, scriptures, and the power of God. And the promises of God. You know, if we're ignorant of the things that God tells us, then it's going to cause us a lot of trouble. I don't mean you don't have trouble. No, I didn't say that. But I'm just saying, if we don't know the scriptures, even when we go through trials and troubles and tribulations and temptations and all the trials that we face in this life, if we know what the Word of God says, what comfort it is. What hope it is. Verse of scripture you'll find in the book of Psalms, chapter 115, verse 16, or 116, verse 15. Sometimes we get them backwards. But you know what it says? It says, precious in the sight of the eyes of the Lord are the death of his saints. You know why God said for us not to weep, sorry as others, and we fix to read it, which have no hope? But I'm going to tell you something, when a person dies in the Lord, we shouldn't listen sorrow as others which don't have no hope. But keep in mind, if you're going to die with the Lord, you know what the Bible said, if we die in the Lord, we'll forever be with the Lord. Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and we shall ever be with the Lord. But if we're going to forever be with the Lord, just keep in mind, you got to have to get with him now. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is accepted time. It's now salvation. You can't wait till you after death. You can't wait till the judgment seat. Listen. Oh, listen. Oh, how many lives have been wasted, putting off everything else in the world more important than God. I'm telling you, nothing in the world is more important than God. Nothing more important than the Word of God and the Scriptures of the Word of God. And therefore, we don't have to sorrow as others which don't have no hope.
Y'all saw that picture up there a while ago. Yeah, yesterday used to be, you hear what I said, Carol's birthday. I said used to be. You say, why is it not no more? Well, she's not getting no older now.
Amen. Hey, get a hold of, if we could get a hold of the fact that when these old bodies lay down and we leave these bodies, we go into the presence of the Lord. That's why I keep telling people, and told you, I've been telling y'all lately, this old body's getting older, but listen, inside I feel as young as I ever have. You know why? I got eternal life, and it'll never end, and it never gets old. You can shout on that if you believe you got it. Yeah, these old bodies getting old. I hear people tell me about sometime during every week, what's the ailments now? Where you been now? Go to the doctors. Thank God I got a good report this week. I went to the heart doctor. I said, well, thank you. But you know what? These old bodies are still going to lay down one day. But thank God we got hope beyond the grave. Glory to God. Well, I better read some scripture before we get started again. He said, verse chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, verse number 13. Chapter 4, yeah. Thank you, brother. I'm here about that long sometime. Brought it out here and then forgot it. But anyway, I'll get it untangled here. But anyway, the Lord's good, ain't he? Hallelujah. Now, I don't need this. I really don't need them mics, but if that does record it. And they put it on something. I'm scared to listen at it, but I think Brother Donovan's putting it on something. I can't tell you what it's on. Yeah, give him on that or son. But you know what? They lost me. But you know, I'm so glad. People's all excited about this technology. And it's exciting. I mean, I still don't figure it out. People ask me, why you pray? Can he hear you? I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. If I can stand out here and talk to somebody over here, you get outside, get away, just get away where you get on, you have to get where you can't see them. You talk to one another. It ain't going from that radio to that radio. Let's run off that yonder somewhere and getting on a tower and coming back, you tell me. And you think God can't answer prayer? You think God can't hear? You think that, listen, there's anything, listen. And listen, it won't nothing. You won't never run out of service when you're talking to him. If you had one of these radios, if you got one of those, listen, you'll find out some places, when you get out in some spots, you don't have no what. You ain't got no service or signal, whatever you want to call it. But thanks be unto God, he's always available. He's God. Don't run out of service. Don't run out of, listen, a place you can get to. He's got the power and the authority. He can do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. There's no limit to the thing. People try to limit God. You can't limit him. And so we see in this passage of scripture, we see where he said, verse number 13 of 1 Thessalonians, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Listen, don't be ignorant. He said, concerning them which are asleep. I've seen people so distraught. They listen, I know it's sad when we lose a loved one. There's not a one of us here. Listen, hadn't looked in the casket and tell our loved ones goodbye. But he's telling us as Christians not to sorrow as others which have no hope. The devil will tell you don't ever have any, listen, he'll tell you if you lose a loved one, you'll never have any hope, you'll never have another good day, you'll never have any joy, you'll never have no peace no more. I'm going to tell you something, what Jesus said about him, he's a liar and the father of it. If you're a believer and you believe this book, you believe what God said, you stand on his word, you don't have to sorrow as others which don't have no hope. We can have hope, and we do have hope. Beyond this life and beyond the grave, our blessed Savior. I'm glad. Glory to God, there's hope. But he said, I don't want you to be ignorant. You know what? So many people. You know what? Another verse of scripture says, I don't remember if it's in this or not, may get to it, but it says this. It says, if you have hope in this life only, I believe that's in Corinthians. He said, if you have hope in this life only in Christ, you are of most men miserable. You don't have to be miserable. You don't have to listen to sorrow, sons of which don't have no hope. He said, preacher, are you going out, lost your mind? No, sir. I'm trying to get acquainted more with the scriptures. Now, would you believe, what if I'd have said 20-something years ago when my son died, well, I can't preach no more. He's gone. I can't do his funeral. I just can't do it. He's gone. What would people say about my hope or my faith or my belief? They say something wrong. He's ignorant of the scriptures or don't believe them one. I do believe them. I know I'm ignorant of a lot of them still, but I'm still trying to find more about it. And you know what I find? I find comfort and hope and strength from it. I sure do. From my blessed Lord. Hey, can I tell you heaven's real? Life after death is real. It's real. Don't ever let any of the devil, nobody else tell you that it's all over when you lay this body down. Not so. It's just not so. It is. There is life. And you got an eternal soul. That's why Jesus said, fear not him that can destroy the body, but fear him that can cast that soul in hell. Destroy it or put it in hell. That's what you need to fear. You fear God, the living one, the true one. And so he said, sorry not. For he believed that Jesus died. Yeah, we do. He said, I'm not having you to be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep. Did you know more than one time the scripture, lots of times, really go back to the Old Testament too, talks a lot of times comparing death to a sleep. But Jesus did about Lazarus. He started over there and said, well, going to wake him, he's going to get him up. He's going to wake him out of his sleep. And the disciples said, Lord, if he's sleeping, he's doing all right. But then he told them he's referenced to death. He said, I want to tell you something, brother. Don't be ignorant about them. It's just out there asleep. They're going to get up. You got some loved ones that's done on gone before you, died in the Lord. They'll get up one day. You know, really, if I had my choice, you know where I'd like to be? I'd really like to be right out here if the Lord comes before I get planted out there. I'd like to be right out there when that trumpet sounds. I got some kinfolk out there. Of course, I got some in other graveyards too. And really, it won't matter because we're going to all be caught up together. Woo! That excites me. You say, preacher, come on. Well, that's what the Word of God says. Them that sleep in Jesus, is them that sleep, sorry not. As others which don't have no hope. You see, if you don't have no hope, it's sorrow upon sorrow upon sorrow upon sorrow. And if somebody dies, don't know the Lord, listen, I'll tell you what, if an unbeliever dies, you'll never be able to see him again, never be with him again. But if one has died in the Lord and you in the Lord, I'm telling you, there's coming a day when we'll be back together and never depart again. What hope? What hope? What hope? It's a blessed hope. It's a glorious hope. It's a purifying hope. Thank God for the hope we have that Jesus is coming, and glory to God, those in the graves are getting up. Whew. Oh, sleep. Asleep. Just asleep. That's all. And by the way, it's not soul sleep either. It's just the body sleeping. Say, where are we going to be? With him. Are you with him now? You'll be with him then. Without him now, you'll be without him then. I want to tell you something, it pays to serve God, folks. I don't know how to make it so plain. It pays to live for God. It don't matter if there's nobody on your street living for God, nobody in your house living for God. It don't matter if nobody in your town living for God. You better live for God. It's worth it. Those sleeping. Hey. Amen. He said, don't sorrow, as us with have no hope. For we believe, look at verse 14 in 1 Thessalonians, that Jesus died. I believe that one of us here today believes that. I don't believe he'd be here if he didn't believe he died. And that's not all. I don't believe he'd probably be here if he didn't believe he rose again. If you believe that he died and that he rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. You say, preacher, what in the world's going on? You see, when a person dies in the Lord now, his body goes to the grave, sleeps and slumbers, listen, in the grave. Corrupts and goes, eats, listen, corrupts and goes back to the dust of the earth. The real person goes to be with the Lord. Absent with the body, present with the Lord. That's what this good book says. That's why we need to know the scriptures. What thus saith the Lord. Them that sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Hey, they resting up by the souls and spirits with the Lord. But bodies in the grave. And guess what? They coming back. All those loved ones and all those that have gone on before us, they coming back with the Lord. You know what I like about it? When the Lord gets in your life and he comes, you get born again in the family of God, he's with you. He said, I won't never leave you. I won't never forsake you. He never will. He never has, and he won't. When that body goes to the grave, you go to be with this. You just leave that body and still with the Lord. And when he comes back, the Bible said, them bodies are sleeping in the grave, sleeping in Jesus. Listen, he's coming, bringing them with him. And them old bodies are going to get up. They're going to be changed and transformed. And guess what? Them old vile bodies be fashioned into like his glorious body. Listen, if you believe that he died again and rose again, just as sure as Jesus got out of the grave, thank God. Listen, those that are sleeping out there in the graveyards, those bodies getting up too. If you don't believe he's getting up, you must not believe Jesus got up. But he got up. And they're going to get up. And if we get out there, our bodies will get up. guess what? God's going to give us a body. Well, I won't have time to get all that this morning. Won't have no more aches. Won't have no more pain. I think next time I had to go to the doctor, I'm going to tell him, I said, I don't think I'm going to tell him one day. I talk to him sometimes in him. I say, I'm going to ask him, say, you know, you won't have nothing to do if you go into heaven with us. He said he prayed for me, so maybe. And then what? He'd be out of business. So were the funeral homes. Amen. So were a lot of other things. We won't even be in business. That land's flowing with milk and honey. Honey people will be out of business. Amen. Milkmen will be out of business. I'm going to tell you something. It's all going to be God. Woo! Glory to God. What a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. I'm looking. I don't know about you. I'm looking forward. The best is yet to come. And so he said, God's going to bring him with him. He said, verse 15, for this we say unto you the word of the Lord, that by which we alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Some of us are going to be alive and remain until it comes. But we're not going to hinder those. But guess what? They're going to rise up first. Their body's going to get up first, Brother Larry. They're going to get up first. Then he said, we which are alive be caught up together with them in the clouds. To meet the Lord in the air. And I like that next part. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Won't we? Hallelujah. It did say that, didn't it? We which are alive remain should be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Right on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Forever be with the Lord. What a sin. And the question I'm asking this morning, are you with him now? Don't expect to be with him then when he comes back if you're not with him now. Serious. A real serious question. Are you with him? Are you walking with him? Huh? Huh? Oh, yeah. Are you with him? You know what? We're forever with him and we forever have life. No more death. We forever have light. No more darkness. What a wonderful Savior. We forever have love. Because God, did you know that God just don't share love, but he is love. Right? And we'll forever have love. And we'll forever have peace. No more wars. Be peace. We'll know what that perfect peace is that passeth all understanding for sure. When we get there. And we'll ever, forever have rest. You ever get tired of the journey? You ever get worn? You ever get weary? We'll forever have rest. You know what? We're going to forever have joy. We should be having it more now than we do. I was thinking about a verse this morning. This is the day. I ain't going to try to sing it, but that the Lord made. Let us rejoice. And be what in it? Glad. Therein. God made this day. When I think about it, he just made this day for me.
and he made it for you. Hallelujah. And you know what? He let me stay in it. And you know what I'm going to try to do? Rejoice and be glad in it. One time God came in the camp and I could hear it everywhere. I pray God to come amongst us. And joy gets so wonderful and marvelous and glorious. We can't contain ourselves. We'll be so bubbling over with the joy of the Lord. Heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you're going to be with the Lord forever, you must begin now to be with Him. Must be with Him now. Then he said in that verse 18, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. God don't want you to be ignorant. He wants you to have knowledge of the Scripture, of His Word. Believe what He says. Act upon it. Walk in it. Live it for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Did I hear something outside? Sound like it raining, don't it? Thank you, Lord. You know what I like to hear inside? Some of that rain from heaven. Time to seek the Lord until it comes and rains righteousness upon us. I'd like to see the Shekinah glory. Did you know sometimes in the Old Testament, the Shekinah glory would fall, and they couldn't even, the priest couldn't even enter and preach and minister the word or read the scriptures. You know what we need more than me getting up here? The Shekinah glory. So come in His presence. Hey. It'd just be so wonderful. Oh, that's exactly what we need. And we need to seek the Lord until He comes and rains righteousness upon us. Till He comes, pours out His showers of blessing on us. Hallelujah. I was thinking that rain. I think about, what was it, Elijah, Elisha 1? I get them mixed up. He went up on Mount, was it Mount Carmel somewhere, and he prayed. You know, he's the one that God shut up the heavens. But the books, Word of God says he prayed again, and God gave rain. But you know what? He went back down there and he told him, said, but let's go. You know what he said? I hear the sound of abundance of rain. It wasn't raining yet. But you know, he heard something. You know what? I don't think it was thunder and lightning like we hear it either. I think he just heard from God. And he heard that sound of abundance. And buddy, he got there and took off and outrun it. But you know what? Did it rain? It sure did. It sure did. You know what God wants you and I to do? He wants us to seek Him. Until it comes and rain righteousness upon us, that His Shekinah glory would fill the sanctuary. You know what? I believe if God shows up, and I thank God for every one of you here this morning, every pew has got one person on it, a tubian full. But I believe if the Shekinah glory falls on us, and the grace of God and the power of God begins to flow, you won't be able to put them in here. Because people's hungry. They hunger for God and for the real. They've seen enough of, listen, play church. They want some reality. And that's what I want to see, don't you? I want to see it. The glory of God. If I could see what I saw in the early 70s, I'd be praising God. I went to a reunion yesterday. What a reunion. I saw a daughter, one of my favorite preachers, Brother Jasper Rogers. He one of his daughters is there. I don't know what he's got left. He was a praying man. He really was. She was sharing with me. And I thank God. I won't get into all the rest of the detail, but I thank God. Folks, we got churches scattered all over this place and all over this county, all over the other counties and other states also. Other counties in Florida. Where it's just a very few handful holding on, trying to keep the doors open. That's true. That's true. If you look around this morning, we're not even probably half full. But if you go to some places, you're going to see a real small amount. And I'm saying this to say to each one of us, we need God to move in our midst again. Breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. Really does. I remember the old days, former days. I want to see His glory again. The manifestation of His power. I want to see people turning loose the pews, running the dollars to get saved again. Preacher, you've seen that? Yes, I have. I really have. I've seen, I know, at least 14 people saved one night. Night Emily got saved. March of 1971. Seen that happen. I want to see it again. Now, I believe we'll get a hunger in our heart. Listen, start believing in Scriptures. We can see it again. So, folks, we don't have a sorrow as others. But we can comfort others. There's a lot out in this world that needs some comfort. And the only place you're really going to find it is in Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. So the secret of the whole thing, all the love, the joy, the light, the life, and all the things that I talked about, the secret of the whole thing is that we'll be with Him. Somebody said, what makes heaven what it is? Is it the streets of gold? Is it the gates of pearls? Or the walls of jasper? Or is it, what is, makes heaven heaven? Him. Jesus. Oh, if He wasn't there, it wouldn't be heaven, would it? He makes it. He created it. He made the way that you and I can go, thank God. Paid the price. That's what heaven's about, is to be with the Lord forever. Listen, long as I'm with Him, oh, glory to God, He can take me wherever He wants to take me. Carry me where He wants to carry me. Do with me what He wants to do. Just as long as I'm with Him. I tell you, it's pretty good to walk with Him now. In fact, it's real good. Really good. Just be with Him. As we stand to sing, are you with Him this morning?